This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 33125.
Takes the snap. Stands in the middle. Throws to the end zone. Caught! Dante Pettis makes the catch left side of the end zone.
Welcome on into the second half of Sports Talk this Tuesday, March 18th, and happy to welcome the man that caught that touchdown right now, Dante Pettis, newly inked with the black and gold. How you doing today, Dante? Thank you for the time.
Oh, of course. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You were a part of this team late last season, got to work with, you know, quarterbacks Derek Carr, Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener. Just overall, your impressions of this QB room going into this season?
I'm excited. I mean, obviously they all got some playing time. Young guys got a little bit of playing time too. We're able to work on some things, and I'm just excited to get back there and work with them.
You were a part of the offense. Obviously special teams though too is a big part of your game. Getting to work with Phil Galliano at the end of the year, just what is he like as a special teams coach? Obviously taking over from a guy, Darren Rizzi, who became the interim head coach and now is in Denver. But Phil is the guy now, and know you at least have a relationship going into year two with him.
Yeah, Phil was great. When I first got there, he kind of helped me catch up to speed special teams wise, and so I got to work kind of closely with him. So I'm definitely looking forward to continuing that.
When you look at this Saints squad, what were some of the, I guess, highlights of you getting to come back for another year with this team? Like I said, you had kind of latched on late and made a presence felt. You had that touchdown last game of the year. Also had a two-point conversion during the season. But just overall, your impressions of this roster and, you know, your decision to come back for another season?
Yeah, well, I think pretty much from top to bottom, the organization as a whole is really does things well, and that's something that I can attest to. I've been in a couple different places, and you can kind of see that pretty quickly. And then obviously getting Kellen Moore, that's a big factor of me coming back there as well.
Yeah, you mentioned new head coach Kellen Moore, really young guy, just coming off a Super Bowl victory with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's been around the league a long time, though, being a young coach. What are you getting an impression from him, and what impacted you the most, you know, that made you want to say, hey, I want to be in this guy's offense?
I think, going back when he first started coaching, he was my cousin's quarterback at Boise State, so I already knew all about him, and I knew what a great offensive mind he had and all of that. And so once he started coaching, I always knew that was kind of someone that I wanted to play for. And so getting this opportunity, I'm really excited about.
You know, looking at some of your background, I know you also ran track, were a basketball player. What happened? None of Dad's baseball skills rubbed off on you? You weren't interested in baseball at all?
No, they definitely did. Baseball honestly might have been my best sport, but okay. It was tough to you got to play it year round, you know, and I was playing every other sport, and so every time I would come back to baseball, the coach would be like, "Well, I haven't seen you play, so it kind of made things a little more difficult for me.
Just talk more about your game to the Houdat Nation out there. I definitely know you're a guy that's known for your route running quickness, a football IQ, and man, you got some sure hands there, which obviously you need as a wide receiver. You got vacuum hands, as they like to call them.
I think you said it. Route running, I definitely pride myself in being able to get open and whether it's versus zone or man, find a hole in the zone or get open one-on-one. I think that's something that I take pride in. And then, definitely catching the ball. That's obviously a big part of, pretty much the main part of being a receiver. And so just being able to make those tough catches.
Dante, we've talked to a bunch of different free agents that have signed with the Saints and, you know, kind of their connection with Kellen Moore and what Coach Moore kind of sold them on what they can do in 2025 and his offense. And I just want to get your thoughts on, you know, what Coach Moore has kind of talked to you about so far in the process when you re-signed with the Black and Gold for this one-year extension.
To be completely honest, we didn't talk too much. He called me when I first signed and was just kind of saying how he was excited to get me back there and, you know, get this thing rolling. Especially coming off of what he did with my cousin in college. So he was excited to get me another Pettis. And we didn't get into specifics. I think that's something that we'll kind of get into as OTAs come around and, you know, we all get in the building.
Have you gotten to talk to any of your teammates since re-upping with the team?
I talked to a couple of them. Some of us stay in touch throughout the off season. So definitely talked to a couple of them. We're all excited to get back.
Looking at now, you get to spend another season in black and gold this year, full year round here in Louisiana. What are some of the things maybe, I guess, off the field you look forward to exploring the city more?
Yeah, last year I feel like I didn't really get to explore too much. I was thrown in the middle of the season and everything was just focused on football, but I did get a chance to go to the zoo out there and that was really cool. I had a couple good outings there, and so I definitely am looking forward to going back there. I'm big into art, and I know there's a big art scene out there, so I'm definitely going to be trying to tap into that a little bit more.
Definitely. New Orleans, very seasoned city. You're going to have a lot of fun here. Thanks so much for the time today, Dante, and good luck. Be seeing you soon at the workouts coming up shortly around at the Saints facility in Metairie there. So, like I said, good luck, and thank you again for the time, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Dante Pettis, Saints wide receiver and return specialist for the Black and Gold.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans! Ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.